They've done a lot of stuff well over the past few years, and they got a lot of talent, a lot of guys that did things well in college, and then they brought it over to the next level, and they're real aggressive, and they take a lot of pride in what they do.
You don't see a lot of, you know, really tall cornerbacks. They have several. What kind of challenges does that present?
Obviously, I mean, there's some challenges, and then there's some things you can take advantage of. Obviously, you got some longer guys that, you know, Sherman, he's the type of guy, he loves to play the down-the-field ball, so he's going to flip his hips and be able to, you know, go up and get it. Plus, he played receiver in college as well, so that's the type of stuff that'll help him out. But then you can use things to his advantage. You know, he gets a little nosy, what we like to call it, looking in the backfield when you run a route, so take advantage of that and break your routes off and, yeah.
Do you hope to get a couple snaps against Sherman lining up against him since he's known as one of the best?
Of course, I want to get snaps against whoever. You know, it has nothing to do with, I mean, it's great competition, and I love, you know, the fact that we get to play against a group that has a lot of hype. But, you know, I'm the type of guy, it doesn't matter, I'm going to come out there and work regardless whoever it is, and, you know, I'm going to do my thing and just play as hard as I can to help my team win.
Are they pretty physical down the field? Are they doing a lot of the grabbing, things that the rules, you know, are kind of designed to take away?
Of course, they're defensive backs. That's what they do. But, you know, they do what they do down the field. And I think the biggest thing is just making sure you stay on your toes because, you know, it might run into some hits later on, and then you don't want to react and then get tossed from a game, things like that. So making sure you just play within the whistle and play hard.
We're still learning what type of player you are. Are you going to be nervous, or are you one of those guys you get your game face on, no big deal?
Well, I'm not going to say it's no big deal. It's a big deal, but, I mean, I'm not the type of guy that freezes up. I like to rise to the occasion, especially a game like this. It's the first game of the season, and, you know, it's going to be a huge, huge deal. So starting out, making sure I'm going, executing my special teams jobs and doing what I got to do there, and whatever snaps I get in the game, just take advantage of it.
Sounds like you've done your research and you've really watched film. Aaron Rodgers was telling us the other day that it takes rookies a couple games to even realize the difference in preparing. Do you feel like you're mentally prepared?
Well, yeah, I'd say that these preseason games definitely helped us out a lot with getting used to the speed and, you know, just the way that the whole game kind of goes. It's going to be different playing once we get into playing full games, you know, having Jordy, Randall, and Boyk, and me, whoever, in there throughout the entire game. But it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment, but we'll get used to it.
Where's the loudest place you've played?
Like in college?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Oregon.
Okay.
And either there or Boise, but I say Oregon's just loud all the time. They make a lot of plays, so their fans are real into it.
When you got to practice and they were pumping in all this crowd noise, was that surprising to you?
No, not at all. I mean, this is going to be a live game, and, I mean, for the type of noise we're going to be experiencing, I mean, that's a great way to get us ready for it.